flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, it is time to ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. All right,
Hello.
Steve, this is from Tracy in Syracuse. Tracy writes, I was upset with my sister and I called her a B-word. My toddler told her what I called her and she told my child that she's a little B-word for repeating it. My Ooh. Sister won't apologize, so now we're not speaking. How could she say that to my child? Wow. How could she?
See, your sister don't understand the number one gangster rule. Be wary of the person who brings the message to you.
Uh-huh.
And that's what your sister did. Because your sister already was offended. And then she thinking your little girl trying to be messy. How old is the baby?
She didn't say a toddler, though. A toddler.
That's
3, 4, 5.
Ain't
nobody got a problem with the toddler talking like that. But then the toddler got it from the mama.
Yeah.
But kids are sponges. They soak up.
She was wrong for that.
Yeah, she was wrong for attacking the toddler. Because the toddler, you know exactly where the toddler got it from.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's not it. That ain't wah-wah. That ain't milk. That ain't, you know, that's...
She just fired off.
Yeah, specific. So I think what your sister was wrong for doing that, but now she don't want to apologize to the little girl because she taking it out on you. And she sent the message. She tried to hurt you, so she tried to hurt the baby. That's what that is. And it ain't no getting around that. You might have to slap your sister. Go ahead, Sherry.
No! Okay.
My baby.
Yeah. All right, moving on, CLO. To Elena in Tacoma. Elena writes, my neighbor is dating my friend. Yesterday, I saw a female pull up with a bag of food, and she stayed all night. I told my friend. The guy told her it was a DoorDash delivery. This is not his first time. Should I set him up so she can see it for herself? Wow.
So did... Let me ask y'all something, because I ain't never had DoorDash. So when DoorDash come, if they tired, they stay at your house. You know, I just need to know. I need to know how DoorDash work. Woo, she's my fifth delivery tonight. Well, come on in, watch a little TV.
Take a load off.
Yeah, there go a blanket right there, you know. I don't know how he said DoorDash, though. But I don't know how DoorDash work, you know.
It's DoorDash.
Oh, they come to the door. Oh.
And then they talking about off. Oh, you thought it was money, DoorDash?
Oh, you really?
Oh.
It's no, are you serious?
I thought you meant HoDash. My bad. Go ahead, Shirley.
All right, next. This is from Finley in Lake Charles. Finley writes, my wife was yelling at me about leaving a cup in the sink, and she said she ought to whoop my butt because I know better. I told her she had me confused with our son because she said no, she did. But she said no, she didn't. How do I stop this disrespect from continuing? Wow.
Oh, you're about to get your ass whooped. That's about to happen. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. You need to test and say, first of all, leave another cup in the sink. That's first. Let's just get that started and see where we go from there. And then you handle it from there. You're going to find out if you're going to get your behind whipped by this cup in the sink. That's what I would at least look into that.
F-A-A-F-O.
Yeah, she's not playing. She's playing zero games. She's tired of washing dishes. Why he can't wash his cup?
Okay. You got me confused with our son. Okay. Yeah.
We got a rule at our house, though, where you can't put no cups in the sink. You have to put it next to the sink because somebody put something in there and chipped the cup. So we can't do that.
Oh. But you don't do dishes anyway, so this really doesn't apply to you.
I saw a dishwasher the other day and had to open it twice. I didn't even know that's where it was.
What is this?
I don't know what it is.
You're rich behind. Shut up.
This is interesting. Because she's got cabinetry on the front of it. I thought it was a drawer this whole damn time.
What is this?
The last time you sound like me. What's the last time you've been in the kitchen?
Yeah.
All right, last one, Steve. This is the last one. This is from Regina in Detroit. Regina says, one of my closest friends got married recently, and her husband doesn't want us to be friends anymore after he found out that me and his wife fooled around when we were in our 20s. She's cut me off because of him. Why would he do that?
Why would he do that? Because he don't want no more trouble. Oh, so if y'all just friends now, y'all don't remember what y'all did?
That was when they were in their 20s, though.
You don't remember nothing from your 20s?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And so that's what he's saying. No, that ain't cool. Y'all, I don't want y'all hanging out no more. Because he don't want to have to deal with wondering what's going on. So, I understand.
For selfish reasons.
No, it's for jealousy and rights. You're my wife. I don't want you over there with nobody that you messed around with. Period. What's the matter?
But what?
Say it. Go ahead.
They're very close. They're close friends. They're one of her closest friends.
They was too damn close.
Maybe they got over it and moved on, Steve.
Y'all up there with all that oil on for. What is y'all doing? I got y'all close, but that's hey, that's too damn close.
Wow. That was a friend. That's a girl.
I mean, you don't do the same thing.
That was more than friend.
In your 20s.
Huh?
You don't do the same thing you used to do in your 20s.
Well, I can tell you one thing I never did. I ain't never, ever been with one of my friends.
Right, with one of your friends.
So now, no, why? You shouldn't even have bought that up.
Get bad. Yeah, who told? Oh, well.
Yeah.
So that's
it, huh?
So that's a no?
That's a hard no.
Okay.
Yeah. She has to get new friends now.
Yeah, Dwayne ain't finna do that no more.
So he can just come in and just make that rule and like that and that's it?
Just like that.
And she can't.
I don't see what okay, ladies, here we go. Let's stop all this right here. Your man and y'all getting married, you find out that his so-called friend right now is a female and they used to sleep together. And you cool with them continuing to be friends?
No, it's different.
No, it ain't no different.
That's different,
it's a double standard.
How is it different? Tell me.
It's double standard, first of all. We can't do what
they slept together.
She slept around.
They did it.
They fooled around. It's the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. And you know it's not the same.
Well, okay, first of all, I know it's not the same.
Thank you.
We know it too.
That part.
It's not the same.
But I can't condone it, so.
All right, because being a man, you can't. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.